Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we have a really, really scary headline. They say sleeping pills could treble the risk of lung cancer. Why the hell lung cancer? And why the hell are they using the word treble? I guess it's a word for triples. Study of nearly 30,000 people found to use sleeping tablets like your benzodiazepines, your Z-hypnotics, which we'll talk about, can raise the risk of all cancers. It says lung cancer. Now, they say 5% of us in the United States take these medications. 5% of us? That, I think, is a very big underestimation. Since the number one drug asked for in my office is not the Z-Pak, it's not Viagra, it's Xanax. That's what people want. So they looked at 30,000 people. And they revealed the rate that it raises the risk of cancerous growths in the mouth, the nose, and also the windpipe. They say the more sleep medication a person takes and the longer they are on them, the greater the danger. If you take sleeping pills at least twice a week, you are nearly 2.5 times more likely to develop cancer of the airways than non-users. And in those using the drugs for 3 years or more, the risk appears to treble. Right, I'm more about the base, but I guess treble. This 20-year study involves scientists from Norway, Finland, and the UK, and is thought to be the largest to highlight cancer risk from using these medicinal sleep aids. So, we're looking at the benzodiazepines, we're looking at the Z-hypnotics. Okay, so basically, your benzos are your Xanax, your Valium, your Clonopin, your Ativan. Your Z-hypnotics are your Zolpidem, Zolpicone. So basically like your Ambiens. I gotta see if they also studied Lunesta, etc. They say in the U.S. as of 2008, a study found that 5.2% of American adults are popping these medications to sleep. Alright, but we really don't hear about issues with cancer. We do know that benzodiazepines have been linked to Alzheimer's. You guys knew about that, right? And in 2013, scientists warned that people taking Ambien could increase their risk of heart attacks by up to 50%. Now, why? What the hell could be going on? Well, the heart thing, I'm wondering, okay, because get this, okay, you're having trouble sleeping. You're overweight. You start cutting off your air supply in your sleep. When you're not sedated, you wake up. So people with sleep apnea will wake up. They'll okay, and they'll wake up and they'll get air. But when you're sedated and that Ambien keeps you asleep no matter how low your oxygen goes, then, boom, you could have a heart attack. That's what I'm wondering is going on there. But why cancer? Well, is it because people on sleeping pills sleep more? Now, remember, you know, the less you sleep, the more at risk of cancer you are. So now what the hell do they want? We're sleeping better and we're going to get cancer? Maybe it's because you are more, I guess, susceptible to getting infection that would sit there and then, I guess, fester. Maybe a lot of you guys smoke, and a lot of you who smoke need a sleeping pill. Therefore, ergo, you treble. I'm trying to use all this British terminology, if I'm using the proper terminology. Ergo, you could then end up getting cancer. I don't know. But that stinks because a lot of us are now taking sleeping medications. You know, I understandably so. So we come home, okay, and, you know, we used to in the olden days, right, you know, cook dinner, have a conversation with the kids. Yeah, maybe we'd yell. would probably get our beatings, you know, as kids. And then would have to help mom clean up. We'd clean up, and then we'd have to do our homework and go to bed. Yeah, maybe the Dukes of Hazzard was on, but other than that, you know, we had to go to bed at a certain time. Okay, mom and dad would read. You know, dad would sit in his chair. Maybe he'd watch some TV. Maybe he'd sit there and read, have a small light, then get tired and go to sleep. My parents weren't drinkers, so I don't know how they fell asleep. Okay, sex, I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. Okay, nowadays, we're like, okay, I'm going to watch Orange is the New Black. Then I got to watch another episode of Game of Thrones. I want to hit Deadliest Catch. I got to catch up on my Vikings. Oh, wait, let me go back to Facebook. Let me go back to Twitter. Now you're trying to go to bed, and you're getting texts, and you're getting beeps, and you're getting pokes, etc. And then you try to fall asleep, and you find out, okay, it's already midnight, and I got to get up at 5 in the morning. So you go, you know what, tell with that, I'm just going to pop an Ambien. So the other thing I wonder is it the habit? Is it the fact that your body isn't relaxing right? Okay, when you have to fall asleep, you have to go through this process of letting your body relax, you know, and just kind of, kind of meditate type thing. You got to go through a ritual to get your body to relax. My ritual is I shut the computer off and then I start to yawn. I always yawn and I shut the computer off. Then I go and I take a hot shower. Even though I take a shower in the mornings also, I have to take a hot shower before I go to bed or I won't sleep. So I take a hot shower. Sometimes the cats come over and watch, and then I yell at them, get your stupid tissues out of here, I need privacy. I yell at them, and then I have to calm down again, take my hot shower, and then I get out of the shower, but I wear a shower cap because I don't want to go to bed with wet hair because I wash my hair in the morning. So then I get all cuddly. I get into something where I'll be a little on the cold side because if I'm too hot, I'm not going to sleep. And now I'm a little cold. Okay, because I just got out of the shower, and I'm wearing something that's kind of like, not sexy, but thinner. No polyester, okay, because you don't want to sweat. Okay, then I brush my teeth, and then, of course, the cats are in my bed laying there, right? And like, you know, move your tissues, I'm trying to sleep. Then the cats move, and then I set the alarm, and then I check half a dozen tweets and Facebook posts, and I want to see if anybody liked the Facebook post that I put before I went to bed. I see nobody liked it, I get mad. Decide to stop it, shut everything down, and I realize I'm too mad and I have to go back and take another hot shower. And then I go take another hot shower and the whole cycle happens again. Okay, by now it's about midnight, I get into bed, I'm getting all cuddly, and then all of a sudden I hear next to me, it's my husband snoring. And I'm like, damn it! So then what I do is I either move to another side of the house or more often than not, I just kick him. So I wake my husband up, and he's like, oh, what? And I go, nothing. And then I go back to sleep, and then he goes back to sleep, and then I wake up a few hours later. Right? No wonder we get cancer. Right? It's stressful. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you guys have plenty of choices out there, and the fact that you pick my show means you really need more choices. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Okay, so They finally have decided what they're going to do with putting a woman on currency. And they are going to put a woman on the $10 bill. So the Treasury announced that there's going to be a portrait of a woman on the $10 bill. But they are going to probably share the space with Alexander Hamilton, who was one of the founding fathers. Okay? And I guess Alexander Hamilton is on the $10 bill. George Washington is on the $1 bill. Treasury Secretary Jacob L. Lew, I guess, who by law is one that makes the selection of an honoree, will disclose his choice by the end of the year. The new note will appear in 2020, which is the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. The only criterion under law is that the chosen person has to be dead. But listen. I do. I'd love to be famous. I would love to be famous and imagine being able to be on. But no, not that bad. Okay, I don't. You know, and really, the $10 bill. I would rather be on a C note or something like that. I honestly, you know, no, or a $1,000 bill. Do that. But nobody really uses the $1,000 bill. So, yeah, no. So it has to be somebody who died. And so a lot of people think it's going to be Harriet Tubman, who's been the top choice. Putting a woman on paper notes is going to be obviously a huge honor. Susan B. Anthony was on Silver Dollars from 1979 to 1981, and then again in 1999, Sacagawea, Shoshone Guide for the Lewis and Clark Expedition. She was on gold-colored dollared coins from 2000. Both coins were often confused with quarters. They were also unpopular, and production of them stopped. Now, the face of the bills have not changed since 1929, when they had Andrew Jackson replace Grover Cleveland on the $20 note. So, I guess basic currency designs right now, you know, we don't really change the presidents that much or our founding fathers, but they will redesign every decade or so to deter counterfeiting. All right, so some of you are like, you know, really, what's the big deal? Some of you are like, all right, well, yay, but, you know, and I'm a little frustrated about how this went down, okay? Because I think the more we try to progress, the more we get thrown back a couple decades. So when this conversation came out, we need a woman on the bill. We need a woman on money because everybody's discriminating against women. We need to, you know, it to me, it puts us back, all right, a few decades and all the progress we've made, okay? I understand that we're not making new bills. So, yeah, we're going to have to go and rip somebody off one of the other dollar bills. I get how, unfortunately, that's the way the situation has to be. But it just kind of came about so violent. And it didn't have to be. I guess the original people that suggested it was, I think, a 2020 club or something like that. They were kind of nice about it, you know, but it started to get so, you know, kind of politicized and passionate, where if you weren't for it, you would look anti-woman. And I don't want that. I don't want to legislate out of fear. I don't want to make changes out of you know fear or whatever. So what's going to happen is they're going to throw a woman onto a $10 bill that, you know, already has Alexander, you know, forced the portrait on there, even though, yes, there are women deserving to be on money. It's just, it seems forced, it seems coerced, and I think it makes women look bad, you know, and they're also going to there's a lot of push that it needs to be somebody who isn't white, because everybody on our currency is white. We need to have somebody that isn't white. All right. It does make sense to honor, all right, people who did so much to build this country. So Harriet Tubman, absolutely a great choice. But again, doesn't that insult you when, you know, they're like, all right, well, we got to pick somebody black. You know, and it's like, okay, wait a second. Pick somebody who's deserving. And luck of the draw, the person we picked was black or was a woman. See, if the conversation started with this, guys, okay, let's kind of update the money. Okay, yeah, we've had some founding fathers, but we've had a lot of other people very, very influential. Okay, you know, very, very influential, like Martin Luther King, et cetera, very influential. Do we want to start, you know, do we want to every 10 years kind of add somebody that was influential? And then it happens to be a woman. That, to me, is so much more honorable than, you know, we don't have a woman on the money. Yeah, we don't have a woman. Everybody's getting mad. We got to put a woman on the money. And then it looks like it was forced, and is the only reason why she's on there is because we had to scream there was no woman on there. You see what I mean? Why does it even have to be like that? So now that whole conversation is out there, it is. You know, Barack Obama's win could have possibly been taken more in a positive light if it wasn't pushed, we have to have a black president. All right? Was he the best contender in the race? Was he a better candidate than Hillary Clinton? And if he was a better candidate than Hillary Clinton, yes, he was a better candidate, and he just happens to be black. And yes, now we have a black president. Instead, the whole world thought that he got elected because he was black. That's what's happening to a lot of women and a lot of minorities still in this country. All right? You know, when colleges take them or scholarships are given or certain officers are being given, all right, everybody is assuming it's because they were a woman or they were a minority. And it really defeats the purpose. You know, I can't tell you how many of my friends who are demographics or races other than white say, I can't stand it. People think I got this job because I'm black or I'm Latina or I'm whatever. You know? And it's frustrating. Okay? I don't want to think that I got where I was today because I was a woman. I don't want to think that. I want to think it's because I deserved it. That I was able to compete and I was a better choice. Now, mind you, okay? There are benefits to hiring a diversified staff or having a diversified cabinet, etc. You know, a lot of employers out there are really looking for bilingual. And if the average Caucasian or the average African American does not speak Spanish, but the average Latina is, then the Latina or Latino is going to get the job. All right, so you're seeing a lot more of the Hispanic demographic not get hired because it's politically correct to hire a Hispanic or a Puerto Rican or Cuban, but they're getting hired because they have skills. And their skills are they speak another language. So for the Mexican or the Hispanic or the Latino applicant, many of them are getting the job because of their merits. And so they're not having the same discussions that we women or people of minority are having. And it's, I don't know. So, you know, yeah, I think it's cool that we're going to have a woman on money. I just really hate the way this had to go down because it looks forced. They had to pick a woman. Right? They're feeling like they have to pick a minority. So, I mean, Harriet Tubman should have been a choice anyway. But, unfortunately, that's how things get done in this country. We have to bring it to people's attention that stuff's not being done. Just like what happened with the Viagra, the women's quote-unquote Viagra. We have a medicine that's nothing like Viagra that possibly could raise sex drive. And the FDA didn't approve it twice because it didn't really think it passed the qualifications to be a drug out there. Well, then, you know, people started yelling and screaming, saying there's discrimination against women, so they passed it. All right? Now, I don't know much about the drug. I don't know if it really, really works. I don't know if there's a lot of side effects. But what I do know is we had a drug rushed through because people were saying the FDA was anti-woman. So now, let's see what happens. Okay, and again, I mean, there's lots of medicines out there for women. We got lots of birth control. We have estrogen. We have migraine medicine. There's a lot of medicines out there for women. So I don't think I have to accuse the FDA of being sexist or racist yet from what I see. But I'd like to know more about why it was rejected. And if it was rejected for any other reason than what it should have been, then yeah, maybe there's a case. But, you know, don't do me as a woman any favors. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, every now and then you got some jerk off that really messes things up for the system. And when people fraudulently bill Medicare, I get so gosh darn ticked, because that's one of the reasons why we have such a complete cluster of a healthcare system right now. Because somebody was greedy and it just messed everything up for the rest of us. So here we have, apparently the government cracked down and have fined or charged 243 people for Medicare fraud, totaling $712 million in false billings. Billings. This was according to an announcement made on Thursday by Attorney General Loretta Lynch and the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews Burwell. The charges came following a nationwide sweep led by the Medicare Fraud Strike Force in 17 districts. The charges included 46 doctors, nurses, and other licensed medical professionals for their alleged participation in Medicare fraud schemes involving approximately $712 million in false billings. This coordinated takedown is the largest such crackdown in the Medicare Fraud Strike Force's history in the number of defendants charged and the loss amount. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also suspended a number of providers as a result of this sweeping find. All right, so what does that mean for you and I? Okay, well, you know, it means we were cheated out of a lot of money, okay, if that's what happened. I'd like to find out what exactly the scheme was. So they're saying here that the defendants charged include doctors, patients, patient recruiters, home health care providers, pharmacy owners, and others. They billed for equipment that wasn't provided, for care that wasn't needed, and for services that weren't rendered. In the days ahead, the Department of Justice will continue our focus on preventing wrongdoing and prosecuting those whose criminal activity drives up medical costs and jeopardizes the system that our citizens trust with their lives. We are prepared, according to Attorney General Lynch, and I am personally determined to continue working with our federal, state, and local partners to bring about the vital progress that all Americans deserve. All right, so who would be an idiot out there to actually tell the government to pay for something that you didn't do or you didn't give? So, like, for example, you said you gave the patient crutches. You billed for it, okay? And the patient said, but you never gave me the crutches. Now, what a lot of doctors do, because, you know, I know a lot of doctors will read this and go, well, wait a second, how do I, you know, protect myself? I'm actually giving somebody the crutches. Okay, I'm actually giving somebody the service. I had an issue like that where a patient tried to claim I never did the service. You know, I told you about that. It was at the end of a work day. She's banging on the glass door saying she has a vaginal infection. She needs help. Please, please, please open the door. So we let her in. We took care of her after hours. We sent the culture to the lab. Took care of her. I think she had a deductible or some remaining amount. When we sent her a bill, she decides to tell the insurance company that I never saw her. And I never even did an exam. And I tell the insurance company, but you see the vaginal culture. Didn't you guys pay to do the vaginal culture? Oh, all right. Well, duh. I mean, how else would a vaginal culture have gotten to you? So, you know, I always get a little nervous when you have somebody say that, you know, they didn't receive the service. All right? Because, I mean, but there's proof. Okay? You have a nurse that triaged. You have the check-in. You know, you have to either sign a clipboard or you have to sign a piece of paper saying you're there. There's not receiving a supply. Whenever you give a supply, a lot of the supplies have stickers with the code on it. So what you do is you give the box. The box with the supply will not have the sticker on it, and the sticker will be on the super bill, and then that super bill gets billed. All right? But I'm hoping that Medicare is going after, you know, the true fraud, you know, and not the patient said they didn't get the supply, and you said you did give the supply. And then, you know, does the doctor need a camera? You know, like a picture, like a selfie, I'm handing the supply to the patient. Yeah, you know, you hear a lot of cases where Medicare comes in, and, you know, there's a doctor in town, he said, you know, Medicare came in, they saw my notes, they saw I saw the patient, the patient agreed I saw him, but they said I billed it wrong, I should have billed it a nurse visit, and not a doctor visit, I should have billed it a level one. Like, what are you talking about? I'm the doctor. So, you know, every now and then you get that kind of stuff going on. Those horror stories really freak doctors out, which is why a lot of doctors are like, you know what, hell with this, I'll just stay away from Medicare. Last thing I want is to be accused of something with Medicare that I didn't do. But when you have people that are really doing that, going, look, we can bill Medicare, they won't find out. Of course they're going to find out. What kind of an idiot would do that? So how do you as a patient protect yourself from that? Okay, well, make sure you have good, very, very good communication with the office and the doctor. The big problem I see with my patients is they forget. So I go, look, I want you to take your vitamin D. You'll either print them discharge instructions or I'll write it out on a prescription. You're going to take your medicine. You're going to come back. I dressed your wound. Okay, you see how I dressed it up? You see how I put the bandage on and things like that? Here's some extra bandages. Go take them. Don't pay for them. Make sure you dress the wound. Come back. You know, they'll come back, and they're like, you never told me to come back. I'm like, of course I told you to come back. Duh. You know, and so, you know, you want to make sure you have the instructions. A lot of the written instructions you guys get, you lose. You know, I had another patient yesterday saying, sorry, doc, all the prescriptions you gave me, I lost. Like, how do you lose them? And so, you know, I think what we're going to start to see, which is really interesting, is, you know, as this Skype medicine and this telemedicine starts to evolve, and we start to see, you know, a lot of people complaining, gosh, I got to see my doctor on video or through an internet. There's lack of safety, et cetera. On the flip side, we may be forced to do that. Because then if that's videotaped, there's the proof. I told you to follow up. Okay, I told you not to wear a tampon if you're going to use tampons over 8 hours. I told you not to do this. Here it is on tape. And just like with police officers, you know, some of the police officers are actually welcoming the video cams because then they have the proof that they did their job correctly. And so it's a shame that it has to get to that. So your job is to make sure you understand the instructions, okay? And look at the bill. You get a copy of your explanation of benefits. When the insurance pays, you get a copy. One of you, actually many of you have written me, go in, it says surgical tray on my doctor's EOB, but he didn't do surgery. Why does it say surgical tray? Well, because if he dressed your wound, or if he did a pap smear, or if he used, I don't know, fluorescein or something, or he used some products to evaluate you, sometimes the insurance company changes that code. They have categories. So they throw it under a surgery tray, even though you didn't have surgery. But ask the doctor. Ask him, what was this surgery tray? Yeah, well, when we did the pap smear, you had the disposable speculum, we had the KY, we have this. Rather than a pap smear tray, it looks like your insurance doesn't have that in their system. They only call it that. All right, but have some explanation. You have every right to know what the doctor is charging your insurance company. You have every right to know. So ask. Next time you see the doctor, bring in your bill. Go, so what is this? What is this? What is this? You know, what is this radiology? I went to the radiology for my mammogram. Yeah, but remember you had an ankle x-ray. Oh, was it that day? Yeah, it was that day. You know, and here's the copy of your ankle x-ray, so you have it. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of people get confused. That's okay. I get confused too. I just got a text from my Verizon saying my usage is almost up. I'm like, are you kidding me? How the hell has my usage been up? This makes no sense. And so, I know. Maybe my usage is up because I talk too much. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so BoobTube. You know, a lot of us, you know, we go, well, I'm just going to go home and watch BoobTube. And a lot of you guys are like, what the hell does that mean? Well, I guess BoobTube was a term that came out in the 70s, another term for, like, television. Well, now we actually have a literal BoobTube. Apparently, there is a lab-grown boob. Or mammary glands have been now created using cells donated after breast reduction operations. And they're able to now make mammary tissue in the lab so that they could try to practice cancer treatments and other sorts of drugs on the mammary tissue. Now, during puberty, the mammary gland forms a huge network of milk ducts. I got a whole cow factory, honestly, with me, but that's another story, that are repeatedly reshaped throughout a woman's life to allow her to provide milk for any children she may have. But the regenerative process that enables this to happen is not very well understood. So they want to figure out why our boobies do what they do so that maybe we can understand a little bit more about breast cancer. Christina Scheel at the Helmholtz Center for Health and Environmental Research in Munich and her team took mammary gland cells from donated human tissue and added them to gels made of collagen fibers. This collagen is like connective tissue. The cells then spread out and connected to these fibers that were pulling on them. This generated a physical force that enabled the cells to grow into a new mammary gland network inside the petri dish. I'm looking at a little picture. It's really pretty. So they want to model breast cancer using their tool and test cancer treatments. That would be pretty cool. They say if you want to repair a broken car, you have to know how it works. Breast cancer is essentially out of control development. The tool is already shedding light. When they used more rigid types of collagen gels, they found the cells grew in a way that resembled tumor development. And breast cancer is known to be linked with stiffer connective tissue. All right, which is another reason why maybe we see breast cancer with age, as opposed to younger women getting it more often. So technically, boob tube could be a real thing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of you guys, while we're talking about boobies, are buying human breast milk online. There's this huge online craze where a lot of fitness communities and whatever, they're like, you know what, drink the breast milk, it's healthy. Writing in the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine, specialists say, what? There's little evidence to support claims that this breast milk that is being traded via websites is healthy. All right? We don't know if it's a superfood. We know breast milk is good for kids, you know, babies. But we don't know if it's too fattening for the adult. They say it helps with erectile dysfunction. Well, I bet if that's where somebody's getting his milk, I mean, I'm sure the act is enough to, you know, refunction that. And they said it also helps with cancer, but we really don't have any clinical proof yet. Experts are warning, on the other hand, that your raw, unpasteurized human breast milk that's bought online could unfortunately transmit HIV. It could transmit syphilis. It could transmit hepatitis and other infectious diseases. So they say maybe you should just kind of eat a well, healthy, balanced diet. Nutritionally, there is less protein in human breast milk than other milks like cow milks. So if you're doing it for protein, probably not happening. And maybe it's just, well, you know, because you think it's natural. Maybe because you think there's no GMOs. You know, it's not a cow where, a cow that was not grass-fed, something like that. I don't know. All right, you guys know more than I. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, it's summertime, and a lot of us in the summer are pretty excited about the summer eats. All right, well, apparently there's a bunch of summer foods out there that are really, 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 really bad. Really, really bad for us. And can really, really cause us to pack on the pounds. So, for example, hot dogs. Hot dogs, the average hot dog contains 250 calories. But they say if you eat a bacon roll, it has about 120 calories. I'm not a big bacon fan. I don't like the taste. But I guess they said maybe swap for that. Frozen drinks like daiquiris and margaritas. This is when everybody likes to, you know, pretend they're going to the tropics. And, you know, sitting out by the pool and having their margarita. And I got to tell you, I like that. I like doing like a lava flow, you know, where it's part pina colada, part strawberry daiquiri. But they can really pack on the calories because of the sugar, the juice, the syrup, etc. So they say maybe go for more of a gin and tonic. I don't know. I don't really like to talk about alcohol or tell you guys what to drink, all right? Drink responsibly. Ice cream sundaes. Summertime, people love to get the ice cream sundaes. I like to have a strawberry topping on my chocolate ice cream with a bunch of chocolate syrup and some raspberry syrup and a bunch of chocolate chips on there. No. They say try to go for sorbet or frozen yogurt. That'll give you at least 200 calories less. Chips and dip. A lot of us love to eat chips and dip. See, I don't really eat a lot of this stuff throughout the year. That's what sucks. I don't even eat this stuff. So they say instead of going for chips and dips, maybe do homemade baked sweet potato wedges with some low-fat hummus. Hummus makes me fart, so I can't really eat hummus, but they're right, it is lower fat. Don't eat potato salad, but why don't you have a brown rice salad with lemon juice and olive oil? That also will make you poop pretty good. A lot of you guys like fried chicken wings. You know, you'll sit outside by the pool and eat fried chicken wings. They say, don't do that. Have grilled chicken kebabs. See, they're really, really pushing the Mediterranean food. Grilled chicken kebabs, pretty yummy. Pre-made smoothies are bad, but what if you make your own smoothie? If you make your own smoothie, you pick your fruit, maybe you'll have less sugar in them. So try that. Frozen coffee drinks, not good, high in calories, but they say, what if you change it to iced coffee or latte? I don't drink that, so I don't care about it. Craft beer, go instead for light beer. Anything else they say? A lot of times for brunch, you'll wake up and you'll go downstairs. If there's a breakfast buffet and eat your pancakes and your waffles and your muffins, etc. Instead, they said, why don't you go for the eggs, the bacon, the tomatoes, and asparagus? You know, maybe even some salmon like lox, etc. Slushies I love. One of the things I love that McDonald's does is they have that strawberry lemonade. OMG. Really yummy stuff. So the strawberry lemonade is kind of like a slushy. Not good, okay? So make homemade lemonade, make low-sugar smoothies, that kind of thing. All right, and, of course, try and burn it off. A lot of us go, well, we'll sweat it off. Now, speaking of sweating, NBC's Brian Williams is back on the job, but he's going to have a different role. The 56-year-old host and chief anchor of NBC Nightly News was suspended back in February for exaggerating his experiences from 2003. He is going to join the network's cable news channel at MSNBC later this year, and I'm not really sure what he's going to do. Apparently, I guess he exaggerated a story from the time he was covering the invasion of Iraq. He apologized for his false claims that he was on a U.S. Army helicopter that was shot down during the 2003 invasion. He had recounted his story for several years. And then another faulty story surfaced, but we won't rehash that. But, guys, be careful. Things will haunt you. Something you did 15 years ago or something you said years ago. Not good. It's going to come back. Our U.S. birth rate is rising again for the first time in 7 years. Maybe some people are feeling that the recession isn't bad, and they're like, you know what, I can't wait any longer, I'm going to have kids. But they said 3,985,924 babies were born last year at a birth rate that was 1% higher than the 2013 rate. That means 53,700 more babies were born in 2014 than the previous year. Maybe it's because of a better economy. Maybe it's because people are like, I can't wait any longer. You know, I'm getting older. So we're also seeing less unmarried women give birth and more married women give birth. So that's kind of interesting. And we're seeing more people in their 40s having babies, too. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.